Here we go. Scared of Coach, but I like his daughter. Hey, Steve and Shirley, I'm really scared to be writing this letter, but I need your help. I'm a 21-year-old female basketball player. I got injured, and one of the coaches volunteered to help me get to my appointments. It started off very innocent, but now it's out of control. He's calling and texting me all the time and sending me pics. Sometimes I act like I lost my phone so I don't have to deal with him telling me how much he loves me. I was telling him I love him too, but I really don't. I didn't know what else to do. He wants us to get married. He's 51 years old. I looked at him like a mentor, but now I'm just scared. He won't stop. I heard he broke up with his girlfriend and is moving out so we can live together. I've been through a lot of terrible things in my 21 years and I was confiding in him, but now this is creepy. I want to tell my family, but they'll kill him. I worry about the other girls on the team because only a couple of them know how he is. He also coaches a swimming team, so I wonder if he's trying to touch those little girls too. I was liking his 18-year-old daughter because I'm bisexual, but he keeps applying pressure. I was hoping someone else would hear this letter when you read it on the air, and maybe he would then stop and go away. I don't want to live with or marry an old man. I thought about going to the other coaches or the president of the school, but I don't want to lose my basketball scholarship, and I don't know if they would help me or be on my side since he acts like a Christian man. Should I go to the police? Please help. Scared of Coach.
Wow.
Wow. Jesus, give me strength. All right. My first guess is that there is something you're leaving out of this letter. Were you intimate with this coach? Because you didn't say you were. So I'm just going to say obviously you were. Because how does a coach go from giving you a ride to appointments to telling you he loves you and he's trying to move in? You guys are trying to move in together. I don't understand that. This 51-year-old man is in love with you, but it's my guess you made him feel young again. But what's most important now is protecting yourself. You must talk to your family, and you have to alert the school in hopes to protect your scholarship, your safety. You can't be worried about his feelings or his job when it comes to your life. This potentially can get, you know, it can get very, very ugly. Now, the business about you being bisexual and having a crush on his daughter, this is insane. It's just not healthy. You know, you have some kind of relationship with this man and now you have a crush on his daughter. You need to concentrate on your schoolwork, being an athlete, and getting on with your life. This is not healthy at all. You need to seek some kind of counseling and talk to someone. Steve?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This can't be allowed to go on. If you were my daughter, I would love to know this. I really, really would. I'm 56. I would love to know the 51-year-old man that's having any type of relationship with my 21-year-old daughter. I'd just like to know that because I got something for his 30 advanced years that he got on you. I got something for him. Huh. Now, with that said, legally, you're an adult because you're 21. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. If you don't want the harassment, if you don't want the feeling of being pursued against your will, no matter what has happened, you have that right. I don't care what you and him may have done. And Carla may be onto something because I was thinking the same thing. Because this went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
A man telling you how much he loves you. Now, he could have been saying that from a distance. Because men will say anything to get what they want. And then you told him you love him too, but I really don't. I guess you got in the conversation. So it's not a guarantee that you had an affair with this man, but the conversation then got a little wrapped. Then you said, I heard he broke up with his girlfriend and he's moving out so we can live together. Okay, where did you hear that? Because that threw me a little bit, because who knows about this? And who would he tell that I'm breaking up with my girlfriend so y'all can move in? You heard that. Now, did you hear it from him and you're not putting it in the letter? I'm breaking up with my girlfriend so we can move in together. Then that's a different story. But if someone came and told you this, that means that this little escapade, whatever it is out there. Now, the part you said in your letter is, I want to tell my family, but they'll kill him. That's exactly where I would start this letter right here. Because, see, you need some support.
Yeah, you have
I would tell my family. Mm-hmm. Now, see, too many women suffer with harassment because they are afraid, just like you are. You know, you don't want to lose your basketball scholarship. You don't know if they would help me or be on his side since he act like a Christian man. Should I go to the police? Please help. See, I'm torn between going to the police and going to a lawyer. Now, after this, and then you said he's a swimming coach. You don't know if he's touching the little girls, too. And so that makes me think that he's touched you. See, there's so many loopholes in your letter, darling, but I want to be on your side. The fact that you're bisexual has nothing to do with anything. The fact that there's an older man pursuing you against your wishes and wants is really the issue.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.